Almost universally, especially over the past 10 years, I've heard some version of the following response. What my team and I need from these leaders is more participation, pushback, involvement, and co-creating of our strategy. We're simply too far from the action. Things are moving too fast, and the situation is too complex to expect strategy to be a one-way cascade. Moreover, we don't know much about digital transformation. We simply can't do it alone. We don't have the time to wait for them to feel asked. We need them to jump in, even if it's uncomfortable. This worry, along with an environment of accelerating complexity, disruption, and pace, is, I worked out, a driver behind why courage has become so fashionable in leadership circles today. I've even been asked to try to teach courage, which is, of course, as ridiculous as it sounds. But on the other hand, I find it helpful to think of four critical conditions as being necessary in order for an act to be courageous. I reference the work of Cliff Bolster from Case Western University. For an act to be courageous, the person undertaking it must sense fear or anxiety associated with the action. Genuinely believe that the action will result in negative consequences for them, based upon a rational assessment of the situation. Have the perception of a free choice. Allow me to pause. So far, this represents an act of carelessness. So what makes it courageous? The fourth condition, which is that the person undertaking this action must also be in pursuit of a supraordinate goal. This last one means that the action must also involve taking a stand for something bigger than oneself. In Rehumanizing Leadership, Putting Purpose Back into Business, my co-author and I explore the importance of purpose, empathy, and meaning, not just at an organizational level, but also at a team and individual level in creating the conditions for alignment, success, and sustainability. We found that not only are purpose, values, and vision fast becoming the key levers for building clarity and focusing organizational energy broadly, but also that they provide the guardrails necessary to help individuals step up to leadership in the moments of truth that call for it. We live in an age where everyone must live and breathe purpose-based leadership if organizations are to exhibit the agility needed to survive. The good news is that we are finally admitting to ourselves after